I was a teenager when I watched the movie entitled The Day After. It was about a nuclear war between the United States and the Soviet Union. I remember I was disturbed by the shocking scenes of destruction. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks about a different kind of destruction. First, he predicted the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. This occurred in 70 AD. For Jewish people, it was like the end of the world. He also foresaw wars and revolutions and that nation will fight against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Next, he touched the issue of natural disasters. There will be great earthquakes and plagues and great signs from heaven. Moreover, Jesus warned about a harassment of his followers. Men will seize you and persecute you. You will be hated by all men on account of my name. But still, today's gospel finishes on a positive note. Not a hair of your head will be lost. Your endurance will win you your lives. Brothers and sisters, we are called to imitate St. Paul, who in his letter to Timothy wrote, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying, if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. How can we build up our endurance? First, through daily prayer and the sacramental life. Also, we need to pick up the Bible and read it every day. And of course, we must ask our Savior to grant us the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to practice our faith. In his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul wrote, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. Therefore, take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day and to stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of justice, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In all things, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all the fire darts of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. To endure different forms of suffering and temptation, we must become God's soldiers and be spiritually equipped. Brothers and sisters, as we are approaching the end of the liturgical year, Mass readings urge us to be spiritually strong and ready for the end of the world, but also for the end of our lives. Every day we can watch disturbing news about wars and natural disasters. Sometimes we experience hostility from the enemies of the Church. Some political and military commentators say that the threat of nuclear war is real again. Nevertheless, we must stay calm and peaceful, because we know that we are in God's loving hands. Let us remember Jesus' promise that on the judgment day, not a hair of our heads will be lost.